USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debate, Vice President Pence and Senator Kamala Harris arguing which party would have handled COVID better.
And our nation has gone through a very challenging time this year. But I want the American people to know that from the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before there were more than five cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China, President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done. And that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world. Now, Senator Joe Biden opposed that decision. He said it was xenophobic and hysterical. But I can tell you, having led the White House Coronavirus Task Force, that decision alone by President Trump bought us invaluable time to stand up the greatest national mobilization since World War II. And I believe it saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday, and the president took to Twitter to talk about his COVID treatment as well as other drugs to be made available quickly.
So I just want to say we have Regeneron. We have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get you in there quick. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready.
The president took the time to thank doctors and nurses across the country that are working so hard to keep people safe. He says he feels better now than he did even before his COVID diagnosis. And U.S. hospitals will start reporting flu data to the federal government or lose federal funding. The U.S. facing the threat of two deadly respiratory viruses, flu and coronavirus, at the same time. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a commanding lead. According to one poll in a state the president won back in 2016, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
A new poll is bringing good news for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as Election Day nears. According to a Monmouth University poll, the former vice president has a 12-point lead over President Trump in Pennsylvania. While campaigning in Gettysburg, the former vice president continuing to discuss the importance of masks.
It's estimated that nearly another 210,000 Americans could lose their lives by the end of the year. Let's end the politics and follow the science. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
And the Marine Corps' number two officer has tested positive for coronavirus. Assistant Marine Commandant General Gary Thomas was among top military officers who quarantined themselves after another higher-up tested positive, Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray. Several of the officers had met at the Pentagon back on Friday. And U.S. hospitals will start reporting flu data to the federal government or face losing federal funding. The U.S. facing the threat of two deadly respiratory viruses, flu and coronavirus, circulating at the same time. The Miami Dolphins have been given the green light by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to allow full capacity at Hard Rock Stadium. That's 65,000 fans. This is USA Radio News.